Those eyes of yours, they look so familiar. Those lips of yours, I felt them before. It's strange because we're hardly acquainted. The picture is faint, yet haven't we met before? That face of yours, I'd know in a minute. I've seen that smile for ages, it seems. They say the mind and heart play tricks on fools and romancers. That must be the answer to all these extremes.
Just for you. I bloom just for you.
Good afternoon, Medford. This is Molly Littman, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're listening to Chatting with Molly. It is currently 1:03 p.m. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's enjoying their day. Today we have a nice guest on. She's here for the very first time. And guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm Fernanda, a.k.a. Fern, a.k.a. Ferb, a.k.a. Bert or Buna.
Very true. Ferb goes by a lot of different identities. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Ferbina.
Well, I'm a sophomore at Tufts. Met Molly this year through some good old Frisbee. I'm really excited to be here. It's a nice way to relax after a stressful morning.
Great. Yes, we're glad to have you. So tell us about your morning. Little spoiler, listeners, I actually know what she's going to talk about, but she had quite the experience. So, Ferb, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I just had this exam. You know, as you all might know, it's finals week here at Tufts, and I had an oral exam this morning, which was not something I had ever encountered before. This was for civil engineering, and it was a very, very stressful experience. One-on-one with the professor, just bopping through some equations.
Wow, I can't even imagine. And I mean, tests are kind of like hard enough as they are, just kind of you alone with your problems. But at least when things get really bad, there's no shame. You know, you're sitting there, you're like, oh, these numbers don't work out. Oh, well. But oral exams just really take that shame to a whole new level.
Yeah, you just put it all out there. There's no making up math.
Yeah, it's really too bad. Oh, man. But it's over.
It's over.
And that class is behind you.
Yeah. And that's cool. Beautiful day. And I'm chatting with Molly.
Chatting with Molly. Exactly. So what else do you have left for your finals period?
I have an exam tomorrow and on Wednesday, and a little project where I have to design a bridge.
Classic civil engineering.
Model a bridge. Yeah.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
So we're gonna listen to a little bit more music, and then we'll come back and chat some more. Does that sound like a good game plan to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so up next, we're going to get a little Lake Street Dive with a song called Better Than.
Turn up the TV light. Give
That was a little Lake Street Dive. And so now we are back with our guest, Ferb. So Ferb, tell me about how your week has been going and any highlights. I know studying can be like pretty dark, but any fun things you've done this weekend?
You know, so far I haven't done very many fun things, but I do plan on going outside and enjoying the beautiful weather as much as possible.
Very true.
I paid a visit to SportsMed this morning, which...
How did that go?
Yeah, it went very well, actually.
That's amazing.
Yeah, for people listening in, I had a concussion for a couple weeks, and I talked to the trainer this morning, and she said I can take the impact test, which is like the final test you take to make sure that you're ready to be cleared to play.
Amazing. So is that impact test the same test that we took like before the season in order to be cleared in general?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, okay. I think it's the same exact one.
Good. I'm glad they're using it because we always talked about how they never use it.
I know. It's.
But that's good.
It should be fun. Yeah. It's a pretty hard test. So
yeah.
I'm a little bit nervous. But
no, I think you'll do just fine. That's very exciting. We missed you a lot at regionals. Very exciting that we are going to nationals and you'll be able to play with us.
Yeah, I
Amazing.
Can't
Ugh.
Wait.
Little sad event for this weekend. The E-men, the Tufts men's team, competed at regionals. Honestly, had a really great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They played some tough games, won some great matches, but did not end up qualifying for nationals, which is just too bad.
I get the feeling that they're all that they're generally proud of their accomplishments this weekend, though.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, they're not.
Because they really should be proud.
Yeah, they did very well. A lot better than last year.
Yeah. Apparently. Oh my gosh. Last year, they kind of approached the tournament the same way they did this year as, oh, we're going to go to nationals. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of like lost in the backdoor quarters, which is tough. And yeah, this year they made it all the way to the game to go, which is pretty exciting, and played one of the best teams in the country. So that's a noble feat, I would say.
Yeah. Go
yeah.
Tufts even.
Go Tufts even, indeed. So tell us a little bit about your summer plan, where you're from, your summer plans, things you're excited for.
So I'm from Amherst, Massachusetts. It's Western Mass, kind of the middle of nowhere. I plan on going back home and working in a lab at UMass. That's basically what I'll be doing all summer. It's amazing. Just going to be me. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to be doing in the lab this summer. Last year, I worked in the same lab, but they were just kind of teaching me everything, like showing me the ropes and stuff.
Yeah.
But this year.
So what does the lab do?
That's a really good question. Do I even know? It's an environmental engineering lab, and they are running a bunch of experiments with what these things called microbial fuel cells.
Ooh.
that can be used for water treatment plants and to make water treatment more like energy efficient.
That is awesome. That sounds very cool. And it's cool that maybe this summer you'll have more responsibility in the lab because you already kind of know how things run and be able to jump back into it more comfortable.
Yeah, I hope so. I've kind of forgotten a lot of stuff. And also the person that I was working with last summer won't be there anymore. And
oh, shoot.
We really became pals by the end of the summer,
That's sad.
Yeah, good old yeah. Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Hope you're doing well, Dan.
Wherever you are out there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like for the past month, I have just only been thinking about summer. Mm-hmm. Just straight on my mind, you know, like, can't wait to not have crazy homework schedule yeah. and exams and just kind of live our life, you know?
Yeah. What are you most excited for this summer?
I'm so excited to lounge in the sunshine and cook. I like have this kind of vision that like on the weekends I'll like cook a lot, either like meal prep for the week or just cook for that day, and then I'll like pack a little picnic and then go somewhere grassy on campus or that park across from Powder House, you know, like near the Dunkin' Donut, like by the Rotary.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
like this random park I've never been to. And I just have a vision of like packing a really nicely made lunch and go sitting and on some grass and relaxing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems so lovely. And also for you to come visit every weekend.
Yeah, I
or just
really,
a lot
really
of weekends.
Want to.
Yeah, and you're always welcome in Dillard's room.
Oh, thank you.
I will forever refer to it as Dillard's room.
Never.
It will always just be Dillard's room. Oh yeah, guys, like we can go down to Dillard's room and chill. Oh man, I don't know. It's just yeah.
The dungeon.
Yeah, the dungeon.
Dillard's dungeon.
Dillard's dungeon. Molly's cave, I guess.
Molly's cave. Molly's madhouse.
Ooh, madhouse. That
that's a little
maybe
creepy.
Is not the vibe I'm going with.
No,
it'll be great. And honestly, the best part is this summer that house is gonna get so hot, mm-hmm. but Dillard's room stays pretty cold because
yeah.
it's in the basement. So boom,
that's amazing.
Perks.
Definitely. Yeah, you
perks
wouldn't want to be upstairs.
I know, at, right?
By any means.
Yeah, really, by any means. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also just excited to be in a house and with people I love and, I don't know, just bond. And
yeah.
I do think I'm a little sad that the people playing, like, competitive club frisbee will be so busy. Like, on the weekends, it's just, like, a lot of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of sad, but We'll yeah. make time. And that's the beauty of living together, is you get to, like, see them all the time. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. And also, like, the practices won't be for the entire weekend, probably.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it'll still be time to hang out, have some nice house dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also planning, like, a few trips in my head. Like, I'm going to go to New York City I think twice is my goal. One, to visit a lot of, like, two of my very good high school friends mm-hmm. are living together in New York City, so I'll visit them. And then Fina and I are going to plan a trip to New York so she can visit Oliver and I can see her also, because she'll be in D.C. this summer.
Oh.
And then, yeah, I really also want to go out to the Cape to visit Galia, or she lives on Martha's Vineyard.
Wow.
And so it'd be fun to go visit her home.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. What are things you're looking forward to this summer?
I'm looking forward to coming out and visit.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. A lot of my friends will be home, so I'm definitely looking forward
That's awesome.
To that. Yeah, it'll be nice to see them and just hang out. I'm also working at a running camp for a week.
That's so fun.
Up in Vermont, and it is just the most beautiful place I've ever been to.
Oh, there's, man.
There's, like, this lake and all these trails for running, and it's, like,
gosh,
northern Vermont, so all the mountains are just beautiful.
Yeah, wow.
Is
this the one you have worked at in the past and attended?
Yeah.
As a child?
Yes.
Nice.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's
see
great.
What else. Yeah, basically just hanging out when I'm not in the lab.
Yeah. Do you know what your hours are? Like, what were your hours last summer? Was it just kind of like 9 to 5?
It was very flexible.
Oh, that's nice.
As, like, they weren't strict with it at all unless there was, like, an experiment that needed to be completed.
Mm.
Or, like, as long as I finish 10 weeks, 20 hours a week.
Oh, my gosh. 20 hours a
yeah.
week?
I mean,
that's amazing.
It could also easily be, like, 5 weeks, 40 hours a week. Like, I can switch it
yeah.
however I want.
Wow.
Yeah.
And,
it's very nice.
Like, are you doing a specific program that you need to have 200 hours? Or are they just, like, that's just what they want from you?
That's just what they want from me. That's what wow. they is easiest for them. Because there are some experiments that take a longer time to run. So
mm.
it doesn't really make sense for me to be there, like, a full work day.
Yeah.
So it's easier to just do part-time, but for more weeks.
Yeah. That is so cool. 20 hours a week just seems, like, ideal, you know?
Yeah.
You're, like, filling your day, you're working.
Yeah.
But then you have plenty of time
so
just
much
to, like, lounge around.
Yeah. Last summer, I would go in. I did a little bit more last summer, I think. I would go in at 9, leave at, like, 3 or 4, and then just hang out
yeah.
the rest of the day, do whatever I
wanted. Sounds great. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. I kind of wish that I could kind of, like, go home for a summer, because I don't feel like I really can, because my high school friends are just not at home at all.
Oh.
And so I wouldn't really have, like, a big social environment, you
yeah.
know? So it'd be kind of sad.
Yeah.
Good time with my parents, I guess.
I think it would get to be a lot, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Iowa City can be, like, feel isolated when it's, like, so far away from the East Coast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Furby, what, do you listen to music a lot?
I do, yeah.
What type of music do you like to listen to?
I listen to quite a wide variety of music these days.
That is great.
It ranges from pretty weird to just, like, chill music. Let me see. Trying to think of some suggestions right now.
Yeah, here on Chatting with Molly, we sure have a wide range, I will tell you that. We can start off with maybe a little Frank Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. Actually, let's get Summer. Now that we've been talking about Summer, we'll play Summer Friends by Chance, which is just one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. Does that sound pretty good? All right.
Beautiful.
So, next up, we have Summer Friends by Chance.
JJ, Mikey, Lil Derek, and them. 79th Street was America then. Ice cream truck and the beauty supply. Blockbuster movies and hoes again. We were still catching lightning bugs when the plague hit the backyard. Had to come in that dark, cause the big shorties act hard. Okay, now day, grandpa, grand crossing. First day, niggas shooting. Summer school get to losing students, but the CPD get new recruitment. I summer don't get no shine no more. I summer die, I summer time, don't got no time no more. Summer friends don't stay. Summer friends just stay. Hey. Stay around. Yeah. Summer friends. Summer friends don't stay. Summer friends don't stay. Hey. Stay around. Yeah. Ooh, I used to kill 'em with the long hair. Mama hair salon doing perms out the armchair. Yeah, we're working late, he treat the girl like it's a timeshare. I would mow some lawns, fold my wands like a launcher. Now I'm the same way. Overtime, all the time, every night, eh? Ready my blessing, I'm ready, I wait. Never let a friendship get in my way. Never let a block get in my way. Make the whole song, do whatever I say. 79, babe. 79, babe. Some of my homegirls got lost in the paperwork. They was good friends, but I faked the flirt. Cause if it ain't work, can't make it work. It's been a minute since I called on a friend. Fucked up and fucked all my friends. Stick around. Summer friends don't stick around. Stick around, yeah.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Ooh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it though. I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
Yes, of course, I remember. How could I forget how you feel? You know you were my first time, a new feel. It will never get old, not in my soul, not in my spirit, keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white.
Do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
Right, that was a little Chance and Frank Ocean with our lovely song choices we had. So, Ferb, I have a few tidbits to share with you today. So, this morning I did a psych study, and I think Margo did it the other day. She's the one who told me about it. Mm-hmm. And you meet outside and you wear this big safari hat and you also wear these glasses and that like track your eyes. They're like these funky looking glasses, make everything very yellow. And you walk around, and the purpose of the study is like you walk around and the study conductor would be like, okay, take me to DeWick. Then you would walk and be like, okay, I'm passing Miller, and we're walking besides this. I'm walking on the pavement, da da da. And they want to see if, they told me this after, if your eyes are matching your thought process of like where you're taking yourself. But it was too sunny for the glasses to work.
Oh,
so we like test them out for 5 minutes. Then he's like, yeah, we can't do it today, but I still have to pay you. So here's $10. And
what?
I just walked away for doing like 3 minutes of work.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was so sick.
Wait, so does the safari hat have anything to do with the glasses, or is that just for fun?
Yeah, so the safari hat like makes it shady on your eyes.
Oh,
and
okay.
So because the glasses are like super finicky and can't really work with a ton of sunlight. That's mm-hmm. why it like didn't work today. But the safari hat supposedly would help.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So that was interesting. And then on my way over here, as you saw, I ran into Arthur, mm-hmm. one of the E-men, and he like plays, I don't know who he plays for exactly, but I think he plays for the like Youth Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
And I have been looking for BSO tickets this summer, and they're like very expensive, oh. obviously. And I ran into him. I'm like, oh my God, could you get me tickets? He's like, well, okay, I can't get you tickets, but here's this amazing deal for students. And so he like just messaged me with all this info on how to get cheap symphony tickets, and I feel like that'd be so fun.
That's
to
amazing.
Go to. Yeah.
So would he be performing this summer?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Bummer. But yeah. Isn't that
That's
crazy?
So cool.
Yeah. So that is pretty exciting. Yeah, the two things I kind of envision, like, I really want to go to Red Sox games this summer.
Yeah.
Because the tickets are actually, like, pretty cheap during
They're
the week.
So cheap.
Are you going to the Wednesday one?
Yeah,
I am. Okay.
Yeah.
For listeners who don't know, we're going as a team to a Red Sox game against the Oakland A's because one of our teammates is, like, the biggest A's fan in the world. She's been to, like, 100 games.
Yeah.
And she's from Oakland. And we are going as a team, and the tickets were like $18. They were
so cheap.
And the Red Sox are just so fun.
Yeah.
So and I'm excited.
The thing is about like the summer games, for a lot of them, people don't really care too much about them. So the whole stadium is like empty. So you can pay for really cheap tickets
really cheap,
and then just
kinda,
move.
Yeah, just meander up there.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That's I did that one summer. And like the people working there, like the security guards and everything, were like, yeah, we'll just, you have to wait for like half an hour, but then we'll let you go.
Yeah, like might
and
as well.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if nobody's yeah. there taking those seats.
Exactly. Like, yeah, it's really. It just feels like so historic, this like bright green stadium, you know, and
yeah.
like the green monster, and you're just like sitting there. I don't know, it feels like a true Boston experience.
Yeah, for sure.
And I went when it was like the coldest game since 2001, and it was still a fun time, so I can't even imagine if it's nice weather how fun it would be.
Yeah, it was like yeah. snowing when you went, right?
Oh, yeah. Snowing. Slightly rain, like in between snow and rain, just freezing. It was so cold, they gave away free hot chocolate.
That is insane.
Yeah. Those prices, though, on the concession are just absurd.
Yeah.
It was $4 for mediocre fries.
Yeah, it's
That's
a lot.
Crazy.
That's how they make their money, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like a little monopoly because you can't get out of there, you know?
Mm-mm.
No competition.
Yeah.
So.
You can't really bring anything in.
Yeah. So. Maybe. I bet we could get creative with snacks to bring.
Oh, I'm sure. It's
that'd
kind of
be
like
fun.
Sneaking snacks into the movie theater.
Exactly. I love snacks in the movie theater.
Yeah, me too.
Just so many activities to be had. The 2 weeks we're here is going to be pretty fun. I'm a little bit sad I'm leaving early because I'm leaving the 19th.
Oh, for?
Just to go home.
Okay.
For a few days, and then my mom will drive me up, or my dad.
But it'll be nice to hang out with your family before
yeah.
everyone.
So true. I'm, like, definitely excited to be home, but the, like, 4 days before you leave to Nationals are just, like, so bonding and fun. You're
really?
Dyeing hair and painting the cannon. Oh, yeah. We're all going to dye hair blue. Just
Ooh.
The ends of it, I guess.
That's an interesting color.
Yeah. It'll be great. So something we do every hour is we read a public service announcement. So Ferb, would you like to read it to us?
Oh,
you picked it out.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess I would love to read that.
Yeah.
All right. This is a PSA. Walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
So true.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Amazing. Thank you, Ferb.
Thank you.
We have some really interesting PSAs, I would say.
Yeah, these
there's,
are
there's
fun.
A great one. Yeah, one about batteries. That's always a fun one. Yeah, it's important, you know, to educate our listeners.
Definitely.
But something I am sad about today, listeners, is that because there's no classes today, the Tufts Daily does not have a newspaper, and so I usually read the Monday crossword and gauge my listeners, see if they have any answers, but this week there's no crossword, so guess we'll just have to wait.
Shoot.
For the next edition of the Tufts Daily in August.
Wow.
To come out. Yeah. So what are, as the school year comes to a close, any kind of reflection pieces you want to talk about, or memories, or the good, the bad, and the ugly you want to share with us today, Furby?
Yeah, I'd love to. I feel like this year I really, like, became more comfortable with who I am as a person, and just, like, made some close friends, met some people I really care about, and that has been really, really lovely.
That's beautiful,
180
Furby.
From last year.
Aww, wow. Yeah. That's so great to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I am so glad that I have you in my life this year, because I didn't really know you very much last year.
Yeah.
I feel like I maybe...
I didn't know you. I, like, knew who you were.
Yeah, who you were through, like, April, but...
Yeah.
Never
yeah,
closed.
I'm so happy to have met you and everyone.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's great. Any reflections on, like, civil stuff? So why do you want to be a civil engineer, and what do you like about it?
Well... So for a while I thought I was really interested in, like, environmental engineering, but then I realized I didn't really know what that meant, and I have now realized it basically means water treatment.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's actually what I want to be doing with my life.
Yeah.
So, and I also don't think I really want to be, like, in construction or, like, bridges or anything. So now I'm pretty... unsure.
Yeah.
About where this civil engineering thing is gonna take me. We did have a really inspiring speaker come in.
So we're actually getting a call right now. Do you mind if I put our caller on air? All right. Let's see if I can do this. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello. Do you want to tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you want to say?
Yes. My name is P.T. Barnum, and I'm calling from heaven. And what I want to say is, I want my elephant back.
Well, I don't know if I can really get your elephant back, but... the elephant, too, is in heaven, so you might be able to look up the directory you have up there.
Well, I did. I ran into Jumbo at a bar the other day, and Jumbo told me that how badly you guys at Tufts have been treating him.
What do you mean? We treat him great. We have a lot of pride in our Jumbo.
Oh, I don't know. He got burned. You cut his head off. You stuffed him.
Jumbo. All right, all right. We did not cut his head off, I would say. We did indeed stuff him to preserve him. And yeah, he got a little burned, but you know what happens? The chemistry building sometimes burns down. And
he told me he's pretty burnt about being burnt by you guys.
Well, I appreciate...
He had a few. You know, Jumbo's knocking back the beers in the bar, and he's trash-talking Tufts up there, you know?
Oy, well, just I hope that you can tell him that we have a lot of pride in him and we thank him for his service, and I hope that he's enjoying the afterlife up there.
Oh, he is. Everyone buys him drinks at the bar. He hasn't bought his own drinks in years. You know, he's Jumbo. And, you know, he's an elephant, so, you know, he never forgets.
It's true. Well, thanks for calling in, caller. I hope heaven's treating you well. And
oh, yeah, it's like heaven up here.
Yeah. All right, well, talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. So, that was caller number one. We'll see if another caller calls in with a different persona. For my regular listeners, you probably recognize that voice as my father. But he's the number one fan of Chatting with Molly, I would say. So we're glad to have him. And usually my mom listens in also, but she is in Singapore right now, which I'm extremely jealous of. She was like, Molly, you want to come? I'm going to go right when you're taking finals. I'm like, thanks for the invite, Mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
but
amazing.
Yeah, and yesterday was her birthday, and my brother, like, picked her up from the airport and brought her, like, some cake and some noodles. And, yeah.
How long is she there for?
About a week, I think.
That's amazing.
I don't know. Yeah.
And she's just staying with your brother?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe in an Airbnb close by. I don't know. But he, like, he and his wife both work at the same place, and they, like, work during the day. So she's, like, finding activities for herself. She booked, like, cooking classes and city tours.
Whoa.
And she's just going to have a ball. So I'm very jealous.
That's such a great way to spend your birthday.
I like, know, right?
The time around your birthday.
Yeah. So I'm happy for her. But I miss her, and now I'm excited to go back to Iowa to see both my parents on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Wait, so you were talking about environmental engineering and that it's a lot of water treatment and you don't really want to do that. But are you interested in, like, bridges and structural design and stuff like that?
Kind of. I took this class where we had to do a lot of modeling and on, like, using different kinds of software, and mm-hmm. that was pretty fun. So I guess I would be interested in doing that, like, bridge design.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's cool.
Yeah, but really not sure for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you still excited then to, like, do water treatment this summer?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm like, it's fine. I know it's a good experience to have.
Yeah.
And, like, I really like my PI and the people working in the lab.
Yeah.
That I know. So.
That's good. That's a huge part of the experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which often does not get as much weight. It's not always about the content. It's a lot about the work environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want, you can read another PSA.
Oh, I'm just flipping here.
Okay, well, if you see a good one, let me know, because we can read as many as you want.
Okay, I might let you know.
Okay. So, we're going to play a song called... First, we're going to play Rivers and Roads by The Head and the Heart, which is just a heart-wrencher, you know? And then we're going to play Weeping Crowds by High Five, which is, like, not a very well-known song, but I heard of it at my camp. We just always sing this song, and I've only ever, like, people have only heard of it if they're from my camp, and I have no idea why it kind of, like, caught on.
Huh.
And it's not, like, by anyone from our camp. It's just by this random band called High Five.
Interesting.
Anyways, so we'll get a little Rivers and Roads, Weeping Crowd, and then we'll see where the hour takes us. All right, so Rivers and Roads.
Now we'll all be gone, all our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell. Been talking about the way things change, and my family lives in a different state. And if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate. So if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate.
Time has flown. What? back all night.
That was High Five with Weeping Crowds. And as we were playing that song, so I got another message from Arthur, and he said, you know, they don't actually do a lot of stuff during the summer, but they play in Tanglewood, which is, how far away from you is that?
I think it's about, it's pretty close, maybe like 40 minutes.
Yeah. So, and I recognize that like city because my dad would tell these stories growing up. Like, this is just a classic story he would tell over and over again about, he would work at this summer camp. Mm-hmm. And he would, everyone would want to get like Fridays and Saturdays off or something, but he and his friend would get Tuesdays off, and they would go to like this bar or something and get like Southern Comfort Sours, a drink, and then they would go watch the Boston Symphony Orchestra in Tanglewood. So that was like a huge story that he would talk about, and we always kind of like call him out for exaggerating his stories and not really telling all the truth, but so it's always fun to like hear facts that confirm, you know, his stories. So.
Okay, so new plan, you come visit me, and then we go to Tanglewood and listen to
That sounds perfect. Oh, that'd be so fun. We should do that.
Yeah,
and it's like an outdoor concert too.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Man, that's great. Man, so many things to look forward to. Okay, so up next, our closing song is a request from Furby, our very special guest we have today. So, and